So one of the songs we sang earlier was all about the creation and God creating everything. And that's the beginning, the first story in the Bible. And that's the kind of thing that we need to understand. This is, the Bible tells us from the beginning until the end. So it starts off with this story that God created everything in the universe, the stars and the moons, and he made the planet Earth, and he made it so it was lovely and good. And he made animals and flowers and trees and plants, and it was amazing. And God thought, this is really good. And he made people, and he put people on the earth, and he made a man, and then he gave the man a woman because he didn't want us to be lonely. And then what happened? Why have I been talking about apples? Anybody know what happened? Bad choice, bad choice. God said to them, you can do anything you like, but don't do that. You've got all this lovely garden, you can eat anything you like, but just stay away from that particular tree. It wasn't an apple tree, but we kind of think of it as an apple tree, but it wasn't an apple tree. Never says it was an apple tree, but there was fruit on this. So the apple garden represents that kind of choice that we have. And it's a lovely picture of God walking in the garden with Adam and Eve and being with them and a friend of theirs. And then they choose to go against him. They choose to go on their own path, and it wrecks everything, and they're thrown out of the garden. And then the rest of the Bible is kind of a story of, it's like how it all goes wrong and people making wrong choice after wrong choice after wrong choice. So the story of the apple garden, can you remember that? We made the wrong choice, yeah? So when you see an apple, when you think about that, it's about making a wrong choice and choosing not to be with God, okay? So I need a bit of help with it. I don't know if it's going to work. So I need a bit of help because the next garden is the olive garden. So would anybody like to taste what an olive tastes like? Oh, we haven't got such a rush of hands this time. Okay, Steve, can you help me again? What's that? I don't want you to eat them. Can other people come and help? Right, you can have some of these.
Thanks.
Right. Anybody else like to come and help? Oh, thank you very much. Can't remember your name. What's your name? Phil. Thank you very much, Phil. Anybody else? Come on. Thanks, Kim. So you can taste what olives taste like. There you go. Anybody else want to help? Yes. Can you take those around for me? Yeah, lovely. Take them around and they can, help themselves. And who's going to crush some olives for me? Anybody going to crush some? No takers for crushing of olives. There was, over here. Come on then. Come on down. You don't have to eat them, no. You stand at the back there and crush away. So hopefully, I don't know if it's going to work because they're not fresh olives, but hopefully they are squishing. So hopefully we'll get some oil out of those. So this takes us to the second garden, the olive grove. Have we got that up there, Ben, please? Oh, we got the apples. And next one? Oh, we're still on the first lot of slides. Keep going, Ben. Keep going. Olive grove. Okay. I think you're still on the first set of slides. Anyway, so we've got the olive grove. Okay, so this is actually a particular garden, an olive garden. Can you guess what it is? Come on, shout it out together. 1, 2, 3. Gethsemane. So this is actually a photograph of the Garden of Gethsemane, which some of you will know that towards the end of Jesus' life, he went there and he knew that he had to sort all this stuff out. And why he came to earth, and you can read about this in the biography bits of the Bible, is Jesus was God himself coming back to earth to sort us out and to try to show people who God really was, because the religious people were useless at it. They didn't, very well done. Thank you. All gone. You're very hungry today. Did you not have breakfast? You can have, no, it's fine. Where was I? Thank you, Garden of Gethsemane. So, Jesus came to show us who God really was. The religious people really weren't very good at that. They showed God as a bit of a tyrant. You've got to do this and you must do that. Da, 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 da. And very condemning and judgmental. But actually Jesus said, this is who God is. He's like me. And he's got compassion and he's got love. And he reaches out to people on the margins of society. And he gets his hands dirty. And he cares. And then what he said was that we've all done bad things. All of us have done bad things. And we need to set this straight because we all deserve to be punished. You know, that promise that God was asking about, he said, choose life. But we all choose not life. And Jesus said, I will take that choice on my shoulders and I will take away all the punishment for your sins, that death that you deserve, and I will choose to give you life. And so as he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, do you know he really didn't want to do it? Do you think that's quite normal? He really didn't. He knew he was going to have to give up his life. He knew he was going to be beaten and abused. And he didn't want to do it. And he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. If possible, please God, let there be another way. But nevertheless, not what I want, what you want. And you know, Jesus made that choice. Jesus made the choice to lay down his life so that we could be set free from everything that stands between us and our Heavenly Father. And he died on that cross for us. And that is why we remember the Garden of Gethsemane and the olives. How are you doing with those olives?
Got some oil.
Got some oil? A bit. Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah. Keep going. It must take a lot to make a lot of oil. Can you just stand there for another hour or so? That's fine. Okay. Jesus took on himself all the bad that we'd brought into the world so that we can have the opportunity for a new start, a clean sheet and a fresh beginning so that we can choose life. And sometimes, somewhere in the Bible, it talks about there being two Adams. So there was the first Adam and Jesus is described as the second Adam. So can you put the text up there, please, Ben? Thank you. And it says this, here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us all in trouble with sin and death. So that was the first Adam that we read of in Genesis. Another person did it right and got us out of it. Who would that be? Jesus, that's right. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. And one man said yes to God and put many in the right.